Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
We're going inside the inner sanctum here, Compton.
We are. Yeah. We have called a specific hotel room number this morning. So we're on a landline this morning, which is so 90s of us, isn't it?
Should be a crispy, clear line, though.
We would hope so. And we have called through to Artem Sitak, who is one of the top 100 tennis players in the world. He's from New Zealand. He's on day 7 of hotel quarantine, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Artem.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're good. You sound very chirpy.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. How is... I'm on day 7. So I'm already halfway.
You can do this, man. You can do it.
Yeah, when, for sure.
When you came over to Australia for the Oz Open, were you aware that this may happen, that you may, if there was a positive case on your flight, that you may have to go into hotel quarantine?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We, I mean, I knew obviously how strict Australia is and how tough it was for Melbourne. They were in 4 months lockdown and now they have zero cases. So it's obvious that they want to keep it at that. So it's going to be very, very strict. And yeah, of course I knew that and still made the choice to come. And I don't regret that, even though I'm in a hard quarantine right now.
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to playing Grand Slam with spectators, which is going to be so much fun.
So you think that's going to happen, do you?
We haven't done that in a year.
Is that what they've told you, that there will be spectators there?
Well, that was the plan from the beginning. I haven't heard anything changed. Maybe you know more than me, but I really hope we do have spectators.
Hey,
you're one of the players. I think you know more than us.
I would hope you would know more than us.
Your word for it, Adam.
Hey, can I ask, so you're on day 7, you're halfway there. What have you been doing all day? Like, what do you do?
I have no time. I have no time to spare. I mean, everything is planned out. Every day is just by the clock, you know? Yesterday, I even forgot to read a book.
So talk us through the day. What do? You get up, you train straight away, you confine to your room. So are you on the balcony?
I don't have a balcony.
Oh, no balcony. Novak, is it? Just Novak Djokovic gets a balcony, does he?
Oh, no.
He's in a different city. So, different rules, different city.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, so I wake up about this time, 8 o'clock, and then I take a very, very long breakfast. I really enjoy my breakfast,
You should.
I brew my own coffee. I just, scroll through the news, like really, really taking my time on this one.
Great.
And then I read a book. It's a very easy morning, let's say. Let's put it this way. Then we have daily calls with Tennis Australia where they brief us on everything and they see if we need anything. So that takes, hour and a half of that. Then we have, then obviously there's lunch and then I start. I told you it's a very easy morning.
Yeah, it's really
but
easy.
But then in the afternoon, I'm kind of ready to go. So I do my workout, which I think it's from 3 to 6.
Oh,
so that's quite long.
It's a long workout for sure.
I have a bike in the room,
cool.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Then I have a lot of other equipment. I have a yoga mat. So I'm just basically doing everything I possibly can during those 3 hours, with stretching also, rolling, like a bunch of stuff. So it's already 6 p.m. when I'm done.
Done.
So you're kind of relaxing a little bit before dinner.
Sure.
You know how you would do it at home. Same thing.
Yeah.
Totally.
Same thing. And the thing, you don't have to cook. They bring food to you. It's so good.
It's the dream.
Kind of sounds like a holiday.
All right. Can you understand where the complaints are coming from? Because we are hearing the food's not great. Some of the other tennis players, they're not happy. Do you understand where they're coming from, or do you think they need to just suck it up?
Well, the thing is, like, the vast majority of players are totally fine with it, and they knew what they were facing and what's happening. The few players complaining, I think it's just like anything, like you'll have a few guys complaining. They should have known. They should have made more research and but even them right now they're fine. They're just waiting to. They're just trying to cope. They're just doing the best they can. They have same thing. They have a lot of equipment in the room. They're doing a lot of fitness. They're trying to stay in shape. I feel bad for singles guys because it's very difficult to come out of 14 days and play singles. That's That seems very tough to me.
Yeah,
that's a lot of running.
It's a lot, too much.
But people are getting very creative. If you see people are like doing sprints in their room with racket imitations.
Right. So I wanted to ask: are you able to practice actually playing tennis in the room by like hitting the ball at the wall over the bed or something like that? I've seen a bit of that going on.
I'm a little bit creative on this one. Since I don't have a big space in my room, I just I take two rackets and I swing with two rackets, so it's heavier, and that way I kind of my muscle memory kind of stays, you know, with the swings, like kind of heavy, like it's a little bit duplicating like the impact of the ball.
Yep.
not really, but something similar. And so I just do that, yeah. I just do a lot of imitation swings with two rackets.
And do you think that this 14-day hotel quarantine is going to make you mentally tougher for when you do play the Australian Open?
I'm always mentally tough.
That's why you're a champ.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
that's
you
a great
are.
Answer.
Yeah.
Could we see some average tennis out there, though, from some really lackluster...
I think you might see some average tennis. Yes, that's correct.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. That could be quite interesting. And Novak, just very quickly, Novak, he feels like he's misunderstood. Have you met Novak? Is he misunderstood? What's your take?
I haven't. No, I haven't met him. No.
Okay.
It's like Craig said in one of the interviews, I think I saw that. I mean, people can make demands and all that. They're trying to do everything they can. So whatever they can do, they will.
They will.
Some other things are simply impossible.
Okay.
So that's just as simple as it is, you know.
Well, Artem Sitak, we have loved chatting to you this morning.
You're
can
awesome.
We can catch up with you again one more time or a couple more times throughout the Open, please? You're just too good on not to get back on.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
That would be great. Are you single? I know you play doubles, but are you single in your personal life or are you with someone?
I was wondering where you're going with that.
Yeah.
No, I am married.
Oh, you're married. Okay.
Married for a very long time.
All right. Well, I just don't know. Is your partner there with you or is she? Where's she?
You know, we were discussing that about a month ago, whether she should come or not.
Okay.
And we ended with... Well, 2 weeks, you know, we're allowed to come out 5 hours a day. She loves the outdoors. She's just an outdoor person. She's like, it's going to be probably too difficult for me, so I'm not going to come.
Yeah.
Imagine if she would have to be locked up now for 14 days.
It'd be the end of the relationship.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, could have been. Yeah, could have been.
You saved your marriage.
Absolutely.
Good on you, dude.
Well, I thought if you were single, you could spend a few hours on Tinder and just sort of line some dates up for when you get out.
When
he gets out. You know, hit the town. I don't know.
Unnecessary.
Artem, all the best with the Open, man. We'd love to get you back on air sometime. You've been amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
See ya.
Nice work. See you, man.